Now we find when we come to verse 32, they now arrive at Gethsemane. And let me read verse 32 here. Our Lord prays there. They came to a place which was named Gethsemane. He saith to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy, and saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. Now we have here them coming to a very familiar place. Whether it's the Garden of Gethsemane as it's known today, I do not know. I'm of the opinion that it should be on the other side of the mountain. I think that that is really immaterial. And we find this is a place Judas knew because it was a place that they apparently came to. Our Lord never spent a night inside the city of Jerusalem. He always went out to this place. And you'll notice that we have here, he takes with him again Peter, James, and John. He lost one man, Judas. Now there are eight disciples out on the outside. He takes the three with him, and they brought a step closer to him in this hour, and he went to pray. And the language indicates, I think he faced a sore ordeal in the Garden of Gethsemane. Will you notice it says here, and he began to be sore amazed. Well, that word that's translated here by amazed is startled. And it also is a word here that means stunned. And when it says that he was very heavy, he was distressed. And now notice verse 34. And he saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. Now this was a travail of soul that was as great, if not greater, than actually the suffering of the body on the cross. The question arises, did he face the tempter again in the garden? I think he did. You read what we had to say in our book on Matthew, moving through Matthew. I must be very frank and say, though, I can only stand here on the fringe. There are mysteries of the garden I do not understand, and I consider it really audacious today. It would even be blasphemous if the folk really knew what they were singing when they say, I'll go with him through the garden. I'm sorry, friend, if you don't mind, if I beg off, I can't go with him through the garden. You don't know how weak I am. You don't know how stumbling and bumbling I really am, and therefore I can't go with him through the garden, but I'm going to stand at the edge and watch and pray, because that's what he said to do, that you enter not into temptation. Now will you notice he went forward a little, fell on the ground, and prayed that if it were possible the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And you notice Mark says that it was the hour which might pass from it. It was not death, really, he dreaded, but rather the hour of the cross. It was that moment when sin was put on him and he was made sin for us. That was the awful thing, and that was what he went through. And the hour and the cup, here he makes synonymous, and we're told. The writer to the Hebrews says in Hebrews 5, 7, and 8, who in the days of his flesh, when he'd offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Now, the three disciples that were there, the three apostles, he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldst not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And the three here were not alarmed. They could sleep through it all. And this man, Peter, wasn't even disturbed that he was going to deny Christ. He just went right off to sleep. He should have been watching and praying. And that was the way to avoid temptation, and it is for us today. Now you'll notice he goes back and he prays the first prayer. And they went to sleep again, and they had no explanation for their failure. You see, the flesh cannot be trusted. And then there apparently was a lapse of time here, because they must have had a brief sleep before he was arrested. And we find in verse 41, "And he cometh the third time, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. It's enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners." And then there was a lapse of time. "Rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand. And immediately while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude of swords and staves from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders." Now see, they've come out to do the thing that they said they would not do, not during the feast days. Now this is the basest act of treachery ever recorded. It's foul and loathsome. Judas knew our Lord's accustomed place here of retirement, and he led the enemy there.